Hello and welcome. This is The Courage to Live Your Dream, and I am Valana Parker, your host. I'm excited to be speaking with you, and I just want to let you know today's show is going to be a little different. I came across something that I thought should be shared. It's about some of the scams that are going on out there, in particular the elderly who are being scammed. Before I get into that, let's identify where we're at. We are the Amazing Women of Power Network, and I'm part of that program. Look forward to being with you every Monday, 9:30 a.m., and I hope that you enjoy the program that we present. Normally, I have a guest, or maybe I will share some wonderful article that I have discovered and that has information I feel is very important. Today, however, I'm going to go in a different direction. Someone I knew and care about, his situation happened to them, and I said I share the news so it doesn't happen to anyone else. Unfortunately, this is a sad situation. This doesn't have a happy ending. But I do hope that you take this information and will share it with someone. You may not ever need it, but perhaps someone you know who is older and a little on the vulnerable side may have a need for this information, and it may save them from a bad situation. This lady I know found herself in a desperate situation. She needed money really badly and was applying for a loan. And unfortunately, because she can't get around that much, she decided she would apply for this loan online. Now, I know there are some good loan companies out there, people that can be trusted, companies that can be trusted. But this particular one that she selected happened to be, I guess, a group of scammers. You see, she filled out this application for a loan, and then they told her that she had to buy this insurance for protection in case something should go wrong, pass away, or got sick and was not able to make payments. The insurance would take care of her monthly payment. And they told her that it was going to be $550 for the year, and she would have to pay that in advance. They also told her that the payments would have to be taken from her account for her loan, so they needed her checking account info. Well, you guessed it. She paid the insurance up front and gave them the info that they needed in order to make the monthly payments once they told her that she had been approved, of course. It would be sounded very legitimate, and she was feeling very grateful that she had found a company that was willing to make a loan for her, because she had a situation in which she needed the money and no way to get it otherwise. Well, the company, or the so-called loan company, put her, well, they took her account and they put some money in there and contacted her and asked her if she would go and purchase some gift certificates. And they told them the type of gift certificates they wanted and for her to then send those gift certificates to her. She did ask them why, and honestly, I don't remember what the reason was that she told me they gave her. However, it seemed satisfactory enough to her that she went out and attempted to purchase these gift certificates. Now, I say attempted because she went to the first two places of business you went to didn't sell them in the amounts that had been requested. And she ended up at a third location. Now, this third location, and I'm gonna give a shout out to Walmart, because the cashier, when she saw the gift certificates, became suspicious and asked my friend, "Do you mind if I ask, are these for you or are you purchasing them for someone else?" And she shared that she was indeed purchasing these for someone else, a business, and they wanted them in these particular amounts, and she didn't understand why. It had to be these amounts, but she was doing it. The cashier then said, "I'm sorry, but I think that might be a scam. Can I have my supervisor talk with you?" And she stepped aside and waited for the management to come over, and they spoke, and the manager agreed that this sounded like it might be a scam. So she went back home and contacted this company and told them she was unable to purchase the gift cards that they wanted, and what did they want her to do next? Because she was still hoping that it wasn't a scam. And they suggested that she go to a different location and try there. In the meantime, the rent check she had just written bounced. It got to the bank. We were, of course, her loan. And after she had paid this money to these people, and the bank had become suspicious of the money that was put into her account. It's too bad they weren't suspicious of the company that took the money out, the $550. But they did become suspicious of the money that was put into her account. And upon their investigation, discovered that it was a scam, and they took the money out of her account. In a way, that was a good thing, because if the bank hadn't taken the money out of her account, and Walmart cashier hadn't been smart enough to spot this scam, my friend would have been in deep, deep trouble. Because once she bought those gift certificates, those gift cards, she would have been responsible for them. The bank wouldn't have cared that it had been a scam. All they would have known was that, hey, you spent this money, the money was a scam, you've got to pay it back. So in that sense, she was blessed. In the other sense, however, she lost the money that she needed to pay for her rent. And she talked with the people to explain what had happened. She even went to the bank and got a letter from them saying that she had been scammed. And the amount of money that had been taken out of her account. So the place where she lives said they would give her a little time to try to get her rent money together. But she had to get it. They weren't sympathetic. So she's in a desperate situation, doesn't know what to do. Tried contacting a few people about the money. See if maybe she could get the family members to loan it to her. And of course, they didn't have it. Can't blame them. Everybody have their own situations, and they're not responsible for problems that we get into. But it would have been nice if they had kind of come together and maybe put something together. That would have been a help, a show of good faith to the place where she is living. Unfortunately, she lost her bank account because they closed it, because the account had been compromised. The company, so-called loan company, is constantly calling her and threatening her about the money, because even though it was taken out of the account, apparently it didn't go back to them. I'm not sure how that worked, to be perfectly truthful. But they've been calling her and threatening her, talking about contacting the IRS and other people about the money. And she doesn't know what to do. She's in a situation that she does not know what to do. And this is the sad part, because scammers look for people who are in desperate situations. They take advantage of them. And I'll admit that she's an older woman. And you would think, because she's an older person, that she might have known better. But sometimes when things happen and you find yourself in a position where you honestly, you need the money, you just don't know what to do, and every way you turn, it seems like nothing is going right. And here, she finally thought she had gotten some help. The main reason she needed this money is because she's got to have an operation. Cataracts removed. And her insurance company doesn't pay for all of that. And this money she has to come up with up front. And she didn't have it. This is why she was trying to make a loan. Her income is not the greatest. So she couldn't take it from money that she received to live by. Her month-to-month living expenses takes care of pretty much all of that. And she had no one else that she could turn to. I've only known this lady for a short while, but it breaks my heart to see what has happened to her. As I say, she's someone who I've come to care about a lot in. And I'm not sure how I can help her. Anyone have some suggestions on what could be done? It would be greatly appreciated. You can send that information to Luana at luanaspeaks.com. Any help would be appreciated. I don't have permission to give her name, so I'm not going to do that, only to share her story. She's hurting right now, but she thought this important enough that she wanted others to be aware of it, in case they find themselves in a situation similar to hers and they're looking for help online. Now, as I said earlier, there are some legitimate loan companies that are online, but you have to be careful about who it is that you do business with and give all your private information to. They can't do anything else to her because the bank account was closed. She can't get another account, at least not with them, because of the fact that when they withdrew the money from her, and apparently it was more than they had told her they were going to take from the account, so that put her in an overdraft situation. So now she's got to pay the bank some money that they had taken out of her account. It's a bad situation all the way around. And I pray that no one you know have this happen to them. And I know this is a motivational show. It's supposed to be uplifting, but we both felt this was important and needed to be shared, and this was one of the best ways to get the message out. This isn't the only type of scam that's going around. I knew someone hacked my account one time, and they were sending out messages to people telling them that I had won this humongous amount of money, and that, well, not that I had won it, but I had been given a grant for this large sum of money, and that I had saw their name on a list, and they were to get a large sum of money as well. Of course, it wasn't going to be quite as large as the amount that I had gotten, but it was there nevertheless. And they just had to contact this company, and they would tell them what to do. There are a few people who actually thought that was true. So I'm going to say here now, I do not discuss money online or on air or any place else that's public. If I'm going to tell you about some money I want, I will tell you in private. I will not go to the internet or any other place where the whole world will know what I've gotten. Okay? So don't ever, ever accept something that looks like me, that says I've done this, and you could do it too, but you have to send this amount of money in order to do it. Number one, that should be the red flag when they tell you you've got to put up money in order to get something that supposedly is going to be given to you, or that you have won, or they want all of this, your personal information, because you are a beneficiary. Those are all red flags. Don't believe those things. There's even one about a member, someone you know or a family member who has gone on a trip overseas and they've had their valuables stolen and now they have no way to get home, so could you please wire them money? Those are all scams. I've received emails on those things, and trust me, I do not send money to people without finding out the facts. And when someone tells me they're on a trip and they've gotten stranded, I call and find out, are you out of town? Because I don't remember you telling me that. You know, because there's all kind of scammers. There's the scammers who claim to be the IRS people, and they want you to send them X number of dollars, and if you don't, they're going to have the sheriff come out and arrest you. There are people who try to tell you that you can buy this article for this amount, and for a few dollars more, they'll double it. And, you know, you just have to be careful nowadays. It's a shame that it has to be that way, but unfortunately, that's what life has become. We've always had scammers, but it's worse with the internet because they can reach you from halfway around the world, and there's very little you can do about it. Someone once went in my bank account and charged over $200 for merchandise from a store that we no longer have in our area. Fortunately for me, the bank was, because they knew me, they reversed the charge and put the money back in my account. And when they investigated, they found out it was someone from another country overseas that had taken the money. That's why I monitor my account. I make sure I know what's in there and what company I've spent my money with, because you just don't know who will attach your account, try to take your money. You just have to be careful out there, and that's why I'm doing this today. I don't want this to happen to anyone else. My friend is hurting, but she feels the same. She doesn't want this to happen to anyone else. And as she put it, I am a reasonably smart and intelligent woman, And I can't believe I allowed something like this to happen to me, but I just needed that money so bad that I just wasn't paying attention. The red flags didn't go up. So I'm saying to you, no matter what the situation is or how bad you need the money, please be careful out there. There are all kinds of scammers, and they are coming up with new and better ways to get your money every single day. And always, always verify something before you give into it, all right? As I say, there are some legitimate goings on, but there's so many that are, that they're just not. And they don't care that they may be taking the last dollar you have and you have no way to get any more. They're only interested in what they want. So, with that, I'm going to let go of this because I don't want to put you down, but we both felt this was an important message that needed to be getting out. So, tell your family and friends, because you never know who might fall prey. It's not always the seniors. It's not always the very young. Sometimes people in between those ages find themselves in a situation and fall victim to situations like this. Okay, so this is Luana Parker, and again, I am on the Amazing Women of Power radio network. Love being a part of this group. There are some wonderful speakers, and be sure that you listen to some of the others so that you can raise your energy up. I didn't mean to drop it as I did, but this message was important. So listen to some of the other shows, get that energy back going, because you have a whole lot to do out there. Somebody is waiting to hear what you have to say. They want to know what it is that you're doing. And you need to be out there helping people. That's what we're all here for, to help one another. And I believe we all have the capability within ourselves to do whatever it is that we choose to do. So with that, I'm just going to say, remember, if you take new directions, acquire a new attitude, you become a new you. And with that, so long. Take care. Until next time.